On this afternoon's program, Len Warner will be discussing books and reading. I'm joined now in the studio with Bill Fugler. Bill is the owner of the Neighborhood Bookstore and Cafe on 898 Westminster Avenue in Winnipeg. Hey, Bill, welcome to Len Warner. So, I thought we'd start just by talking about some specific books. So, are there any books that you've read recently or are reading now that you're interested in sharing with people?
Sure. I just read a book by Wilson, which is it's called Pulphead. And Pulphead is what Norman Mailer calls people who write for magazines. And this is this broad collection of essays from all over the place, but they're absolutely amazing. One of them was about Buddy Whaler, the last of the Bob Marley and the Whalers, who's alive, and the politics in Jamaica at the time. And one of the things that this particular writer does is he kind of has a realization in the middle of each essay and starts taking a different direction about the whole subject itself. He started off, the first essay is about going to a Christian rock fest, and he's got quite an ironic thing, it's for Esquire. And then halfway through, he admits to actually having been a devout Christian and having converted people and being a charismatic personality. And then he does this turn around on the whole festival, and he starts to examine who he was and who these people are, and it becomes a much broader essay. And it was just a remarkable set of essays. I was quite impressed by it.
That sounds great. And so if people are, you know, I think especially with the American election coming, if people are interested in American politics and culture on a broad basis, that would be a book you'd recommend.
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent. Do you have it?
No, we're a second-hand store. Yeah. There's like a six-month lag for any books for us.
A small window. Is there anything else?
I'm reading Christopher Moore's Sacré Bleu, which is about this dark, evil, blue spirit that infuses all of the art around the period of Monet and Van Gogh and drives these artists mad and to their deaths and also lures them into using this particular shade of blue. And Christopher Moore is an amazing author. He's a very fun author. He's somebody who they should make movies about. He's kind of like a contemporary Tom Robbins. And he's funny, which is a very difficult thing to do in literature. And this is another great book by him.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you for the recommendations. I wanted to talk about just a bit about books more generally. As someone who owns a bookstore in a neighborhood, how do you see books as important for building neighborhoods and building community?
Well, I mean, reading is something that if you don't do it, you're missing out on so much. The act of reading changes the way we think. It changes the way we process thoughts. It exposes us to new things. Communities that read tend to be more involved, and they have more communication, I think. Well, look at a university, for example. It's a typical example of a whole group of people who are very motivated and very alert and aware of everyone around them, whereas once you go into, and here's probably a horrible generalization, but a suburb where one's watching TV, suddenly you've got these huge divisions where people don't communicate anymore and become very fossilized in their ways of thinking. So I think a bookstore. I mean, the author Anne Padgett, I think, I'm pretty sure about this, opened a bookstore in Nashville simply because she thinks a bookstore is essential for a community. And there wasn't a new bookstore in Nashville anymore. So she opened one. She's not expecting to make money. She calls it social profit. And she says that the society as a whole benefits from this possibility. And I know in the cafe, people often meet their neighbors. And they're people that have lived on the same street with them for 10 years, and they've never met them. They're just 10 houses down, but they have this realization, oh, you live in the house with the pond. Oh, that's an amazing house. I've always wondered who lives there. And somebody will be reading something, and they'll become, someone will lean over and say, have you read that by that person? Or I'm reading this, and I think it's related to that. And these conversations just pop up. And we often, because it gets very crowded at times, we sit complete strangers together. We ask them first. We don't force anybody. But we do ask people to share when it gets busy. And sometimes these conversations spring up. You know, what are you studying? And then, oh, economics. I just finished reading Dan Ariely's book on, you know, rational irrationality and stuff like this.
It's great. And I think libraries can have the same effect, too. And I think that's, you know, it's libraries and neighborhood branches. It's great to have, you know, big libraries like the one we have downtown, but it's also really important for people to have somewhere in their community that they can go to read and access other services.
I'm a huge fan of Cornish, and shout out to Cornish, because Cornish is staffed by the most wonderful people, and I go there all the time, and it helps me get new books and things that I wouldn't have access to otherwise. And it's funny because my customers see me coming out and they're saying, "Don't you have enough books?" And I say, "You know, but I don't have these books." And I say, "It's just very exciting."
Yeah, excellent. There's a lot of interest in book clubs or reading groups as a way for people to get together and to read and discuss books in a community or a social setting. How from your experience, because I know you've been in some, how do these help people appreciate books or literature?
Well, I mean, when you read a book, you take a certain view on the book. You might have some questions about the book. Being with a group of people who've recently read it, you can expand your thoughts. The interesting thing is if you're in a big enough group and a diverse enough group, people will disagree completely with you. And that's utterly fascinating, because that's when you start to learn and you see a side of the book you never saw before. And often you get into arguments, good arguments, not angry arguments, but arguments about learning and trying to understand things from another perspective.
Do you have any advice for people who are looking to set up, you know, a book club or a reading group and wanting to make it more inclusive, more community-focused, but at the same time, to keep it interesting and to keep it somewhat focused? Because I know that can be sort of a balance. If it's too inclusive, then it can lose sort of the focus of what people may want to talk about.
In some ways, I'm the wrong person to ask this, because I was in a group that became very, very, very large. And as it became larger, it became less what we wanted to do. We started to read self-help books, which there's no problem with self-help books. It wasn't what the original group was interested in reading. They started to make rules like you can't have a book longer than 300 pages. There has to be enough copies at the library, and we were all fine with buying our books. And we actually, the original group, the four of us, split off, and we're now reading all of Proust. And we've been doing this for 5 years now, so we're on the fifth volume. And that is a crazy kind of thing to do, and it's a thing that I could never do alone. I know people do it alone, but doing it with a group allows me to understand things much better, and I learn much more about the book and get different points of view, and you start to see things through kind of a Proustian eye, which is a very strange experience. Anytime you read a large book, somebody had a theory earlier that there's kind of a Stockholm syndrome for a large book, so the book actually takes you captive. You don't have a choice, and you start to feel that the book is good regardless of its problems, and you start to defend the book even though it's quite an evil book that's taking up all your time and barring you from your friends. But, yeah.
Yeah, imagine 5 volumes. That's quite impressive. Excellent. Well, thanks so much for coming in today and talking about books.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Bill Fugler. He's the owner of the Neighborhood Bookstore and Cafe, and that's at 898 Westminster in Winnipeg. And you're listening to Mudwater, mudwater.org on CKW.